This is our introducing section of the podcast, and we've just heard this amazing interpretation by a composer, Flo Sabeva. So can you introduce yourself and just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, so I am Florence Sabeva, Flo Sabeva, a pianist, composer, originally from Belgium. Live in London. I've been in London for 8-9 years now. So working mostly as a session musician, playing keys in different bands. So I'm playing with Heaven 17 and also other bands when they need a session pianist. And then I've always been composing first on the piano, and but it's the last couple of years where I really started doing music for films. So I've done a couple of short films, and yes, that's how I applied to the mentorship program and how we connected.
Yeah, so I'm just really curious what you enjoyed about working with Carter's music, and what inspired you to work with this piece?
So yeah, the first thing with this soundtrack, the whole soundtrack, I really like the sound, the general sound of the whole soundtrack. And this particular track, I really felt like I could do something on the piano, and I wanted to reinterpret it on the piano. And I felt that with the harp melodies and the orchestra, the woodwinds and everything, and then I could really put that onto the piano. And so I wanted to try a piano version, and obviously added a bit of different elements to give it, to keep the atmosphere that Carter has in the track.
Yeah, and Carter's so, I feel like he creates like such a kind of memorable line with his compositions. So I feel like as a pianist, I wonder if you kind of enjoyed the directness of his work.
Yes, absolutely. Because I was practicing the piano, trying to find the chords, you know, transcribing. And I really had like lots of fun as well. I really enjoy this part of having this melody and the chords. And there was a little metric change with the chord as well, and the transitions from one part to the other. Really enjoy transcribing that on the piano and playing it.
Yeah, and are there any piano samples that you really love to use? Like, are there any that you go to that you feel you can be really expressive with?
Yeah, absolutely. I have different favorite piano sounds depending on what I'm looking to achieve with the emotion. For this specific piece, I used the Noir, the contact version of Noir. But there's several pianos that I like to use. There's the Una Corda Felt as well. The other one I like to use, there's the Spitfire Labs, the soft piano, which is really, really, really nice. And I've used it since they released it, and it was free. It's still free, so it's just like it's an amazing piano sound. And the other one that I really like to use is also the Spitfire Olafur Arnold's.
That's my favorite, the felt piano.
Yeah, the felt piano.
Yeah, I love that one. I just use it all the time.
Yes. But I feel like for the felt piano, I don't know, I need also a specific piece to use this felt piano. And sometimes I prefer a bit more, when it's more about the melody, like in this piece and Carter's piece, I prefer a piano that is a bit more pure. Yes, so that's why I chose this sound for this piece.
Oh, amazing. And we're going to play one of your tracks now from your latest album. So can you talk a little bit about this track that we're just about to hear?
Yeah, so I started this track a couple of years ago, and it was really at the beginning of my composition journey, actually. I started it on the piano mainly, and I wanted at first to be only a piano solo track. And then over the years, when I started like studying more orchestration and more into working more with orchestra as well, I had this idea of having an interlude like in the middle with the orchestra, and kind of like a dialogue between the piano and the orchestra. It's kind of a forgotten stories as well. So it's all about memories, nostalgia, and all these childhood memories.
It's so interesting because your dad is a violinist from Bulgaria. I've been stalking you on the internet. And your mother is a famous choreographer. Is this right? So you have this, your parents have this amazing artistic connection that must have been really interesting to grow up as a child.
Yes, yes, that was really. So I grew up, I remember my first memories as well. So my father used to play in orchestra in Germany. So I was going to the rehearsal, listening to some of the concerts, and so my mom used to dance with Maurice Béjart, so obviously I had dance classes with her, so all this kind of artistic influence has influenced my music, definitely.
And do you feel, because It's so hard, I think, as a composer, you sit down now and you work on a computer, but you obviously, you're such a fantastic pianist. Do you just find that the music comes to you more on an instrument that away from a computer, do you find? Or how much do you connect with technology when you're composing?
Yeah, it's a good question, because I really love to start a composition. I love this feeling, like really physical feeling of the piano, and because of the range. Like, it's just the orchestra range. So I love that. My second instrument is actually violin. So I used to play as well in, you know, youth orchestra. So I had that memory as well of being in youth orchestra and having all, like, orchestra sound and all together. So when I think when I go to the computer, I first try to have my brain going into all trying to remember all these feelings of all these instruments that I have in storage in my head, and try to blend it together. But what I like with the computer as well, just is like nowadays there are so many amazing libraries as well, more experimental or soundscape. And I like, you know, once I have the skeleton of the composition, also to add this kind of element, more can be percussive or synth, and something like a bit out of the box. And that's what I like when I'm working in any door.
And do you ever kind of create your own samples, or do you kind of have any pianos that you've kind of gone and you've fallen in love with and tried to sample to use in your own unique library? Or do you tend to rely on Spitfire or any particular kind of sample collection?
Well, I haven't done any of my own library yet. I think it's amazing, but I haven't gone in that direction yet. So maybe maybe in the future. What I like to do sometimes is to either do some field recordings and use some sounds, or record some sounds in my home studio and then kind of transform it and process it. So that's something I like to do. But in terms of piano, there's a couple of pianos, depending of what is the need. I like the Maverick piano, the Native Instruments, also the Una Corda, which is really the soft piano, obviously. So depending if I need a soft piano or more classical piano, I will just like try to pick and choose in between those.
So we have to wish you good luck, because you're just about to go and give birth to your son, and I'm so excited for you. I just wanted to just chat about this, because as a woman, as a composer, as a film composer, you know, I felt personally, I had my daughter 9 years ago, but I felt like I didn't want to tell people, because I didn't want to kind of feel like I was missing an opportunity. Because someone would say, oh, well, she's going to go off now and have her baby, so we'll give the job to someone else. So I actually kind of hid my pregnancy when I was pregnant. But I really feel like times have changed since then. And I hope that you are feeling supported and excited, and that it's something you can be open about. So just how has it been so far through your pregnancy, and how are you feeling?
Well, yes. So I'm feeling good. Like, the pregnancy has been very smooth so far. But it's true that it's something that is a bit not easy at the beginning. I felt the same. Like, I didn't know if I wanted to talk about it. I did a tour in February and not much people knew about it. And I was kind of trying to hide it as well. Although the tour manager knew, but yes, I didn't want the other members of the band to know about it. So it was a bit, I didn't know which position to take in that. But then obviously over the months I just said, oh, you know what, it's just, I'm just happy to be where I am and doing what I love. And I have found a lot of support actually by talking about it to the band members. I'm playing as well with Heaven 17, which is a synth-pop band, and I told them, and they were very supportive. And actually, I think it's something in our heads, and maybe times have changed as well, that we can be more open to talk about it and be more open as well to say that we can have both, like continuing, well, being a mother and having a career as well. That is not, we don't have to choose. And obviously it is a challenge. It is going to be a challenge, but I really feel that there's more support around it, more understanding, and that it's not really something that people are afraid of anymore.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I remember when, because I was working for Martin Phipps when I was pregnant, and I remember him being really supportive. And he said, like, I don't know why there's not more female composers, because it's such a great job to have around children, because it's quite flexible. Yes. And, you know, I certainly found when Annie was little, like I would, you know, she'd be awake and she'd fall asleep for a few hours as a young baby. And I would just kind of write when she was asleep. And it's been great. Like I've been able to kind of do my career and run it alongside having her. And then I think the pandemic has actually really helped, because loads of everyone, it's so visible. Like you have, you know, like on Loki, I had meetings and my daughter was running in and out of them, but so was like the producer. So I think everyone is just like, oh, okay, yeah, like you fit your family in, and if they're on a Zoom call, then that's fine. So yeah, it feels like we have to kind of support women into the industry, but also support women having children and accommodate that kind of how that works. I think it's really important.
Yeah, I think it's important. Ultimately, it's like what we need to understand is what you deliver, what you do, and if you're passionate about what you do, and you're gonna do it anyway. So I think it can be, yeah, it's a wonderful adventure as well.
For sure. And you would never, like a guy being interviewed for a job would never be asked like, oh no, you're having a baby next week, well, we won't give the job to you.
Yes.
It's not visible. Yeah. On a man, so just yeah, which we shouldn't be judged for it. That's yeah.
Yes, but I remember as well, so there was an interview of Pina Topak, I hope I pronounced her name well, but she was also telling that she was hiding her pregnancy, the first pregnancy I think she had. But then the day after, she was going to the studio after she delivered the baby, because she had to go, and she was but still hiding it. And I think, yes, that must have been tough as well. But then in the end, she's like, she's an amazing composer and she's doing her work and she's been doing like amazing film scores. And I think that's really an inspiration. I think, yeah, she's an inspiration. You an inspiration as well. And I think that we create kind of like the idea that, okay, this is normal, this is good, and let's just continue expanding and having more women mothers, composers, everything together.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, my career was sort of took off after I had my daughter, weirdly, like it all kind of happened at the same time, but the opportunities came in as I had a young child, and I had to just work out how to balance it. And maybe, you know, I might look back and go, oh, I should have spent a bit more time with her here or there. But, you know, you just kind of make it work. And also the weird thing is, it's like having a child makes you focus your time more, because you want to see them and they're the most important thing to you. So
yeah,
some of the things that you may have got caught up with before, like where you have more time to yourself or procrastinated, or you have to be more efficient with your time. So it's kind of an incredible gift, and I'm here for you if you need anything. And if anyone else out there is pregnant or having young children, like it'd be really interesting to, you know, set up a chat. And within the Female Composer Alliance, I know that, you know, I chatted about this before, but yeah, it's really important that we support each other.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you for having me.